It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour, and it's our time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep mysteries of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God is rich. The Word of God is full of wisdom. And that is why we are always yearning for more and more of the Word of God. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to take our devotions, where we get to sit with the Word of God and listen to what God has to tell us every single morning. And I want to assure you that right here on the show, you get a lot of your questions answered. The Lord is ready to lift that burden that is weighing on you and is ready to speak to you. The question now is, are you ready to listen? If you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know. Invite your friends, your family, your neighbors, even those you might call your enemies. This is the time to just minister to their spirits and bring them into the fold of Christ. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 14th day in the month of November 2024. It's a beautiful Thursday and we have a fresh new topic. It's going to be a series. I will be looking at the part one of the topic. The topic today before us says the Bible, gender, and sexuality. Part one. The Bible, gender, and sexuality. Part 1. I am today is taken from M7. I am dying, O Lord. I am dying, O Lord. A Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 10 to chapter 11. Acts from chapter 10 to chapter 11. Our memory verse today is taken from Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, which says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, which says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 7 from verse 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 7 from verse 1 to 3. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 1 it says, then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me. In this generation, you shall take with you seven each of every clean animal, a male and a female, each two of an animal that are unclean, a male and his female, also seven of each bird of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of all the earth. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, we live in a world today where many are confused about their sexuality and gender. Some Christians are also confused about what to believe concerning the topic. Over the next few days, I will be digging deep into the scriptures to explain the truth about sexuality and gender. First of all, I would like to emphasize that God created man in his own image, and he created them male and female, like we see in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. Anything outside this is not God's design, neither is it his will. When an artist creates a masterpiece, the artist puts his or her own signature on it. Every human being is God's masterpiece and is uniquely made, such that no two people in this world can have the same fingerprints. If someone takes a masterpiece and decides to change something about it, it immediately ceases to be a masterpiece. People who decide to change their gender are destroying the essence of their creation. They are telling God, their creator, that they can do better. They can do a better job at creating. One thing I know is that my God does not make mistakes. Therefore, when someone says that she feels like she's a male, trapped inside a female body, for instance, I immediately know that the devil is at work and is trying to manipulate her to destroy her body, which is God's masterpiece. Changing God's original design concerning our bodies can be disastrous, because the Bible warns that our bodies are God's temple and that God will destroy whoever defiles his body, his temple. Like we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17. There are records of many people who have altered their genders, admitting that they are suffering serious health and emotional trauma as a result of their decisions. The person cannot tamper with God's masterpiece and not suffer the consequences if he or she does not repent. One of our pastors was arrested because he addressed a group of people as ladies and gentlemen. They told him that not all of them were ladies or gentlemen. When I heard this, I wondered, how many genders did God create? Your body is the temple of God, and any advice to disfigure it is from the devil. If you feel confused about your identity, draw closer to God. Study your Bible and pray more than ever before. Also, speak to a Christian counselor who holds firmly to God's position about gender and sexuality. God will show you who you really are in Him and His purpose for your life. He had a plan for you even before you were formed in your mother's womb, like we say in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying to you. I want you to tell yourself before we leave today that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Thanks for staying tuned today, and I hope today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you. We want to do everything possible to make sure this message goes as far as possible. So if you know any platform you can share this message, just to get somebody's attention, just to get somebody into the fold of Christ, here is one opportunity for you to do that. Even if you cannot do one-on-one evangelism, this is one means by which you can do that, by reaching somebody. Remember, like I always say on the show, you might just be saving a soul. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our application, Praise Palace app, available on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio. Just download the app to enjoy all our amazing segments throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, spirit-filled, and entertaining. Thanks for staying tuned, but do not touch that dial, because right after this show, we have an important announcement. Thanks for staying tuned. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You, because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.